Hello and welcome to Twin Flames, the Great Spiritual Awakening podcast, where you can listen to real-life stories from those who answered the call of divine love. I'm your host, Dennis. I'm a certified ascension coach with Twin Flames Universe. I've been on my twin flame journey for several years now, and I'm living in union with my twin flame thanks to the teachings of union at twinflamesuniverse.com. For every episode of this podcast, I am joined by special guests who are on various stages of the twin flame journey. Some of them are newer, while others have already achieved a union or even harmonious twin flame union. So every week you get a close-up glance into their personal twin flame journey, and you get to really find out what happened on their journey. How did they overcome the biggest challenges, and what did they do to get to where they are today and have real and permanent success on the twin flame journey? Enjoy, and always remember, only love is real and love never fails. For episode 18 today, I am really happy to welcome here Rafety with me. Hello, Rafety. How are you doing today?
Hi, Dennis. Hello. I'm doing good. Good. Doing really good. I'm really happy to be here. And like, thank you for inviting me. Yeah.
It's my pleasure to have you, and I am really looking forward to hearing more about your story and diving into all the successes that you've experienced through the teachings of union, because in preparation for this, of course, I've been kind of, you know, looking at what you've been doing on your journey, and you've really had a lot of success when it comes to healing your health and your body. You've been able to reveal a false twin flame as a false twin flame that you had a false twin flame experience for a couple of years. And through the teachings of union, you revealed that person as a false twin flame. You recognize your true twin flame. You've been able to step into your life purpose. Like, it's really beautiful to see that you know how much the teachings of union have changed your life. And I want to dive with you into all of these different areas today and really see what happened on your journey and how you had all of these beautiful successes.
Yeah, cool.
So my very first question to you is to go back to the very beginning. How did your twin flame journey begin?
Yeah, like I was actually healing around my health. And it's funny because it's just been I've been healing this all my life. And it just came to a point where I was like healing my body and femininity specifically. And like I had PCOD. So I was like, so when I started treatment with Ayurveda, so that's where like the spirituality began. And I feel like that's how I just stepped into it. And as I went along, my doctor was the one who introduced me to the teachings of Yogananda. So like Paramahansa Yogananda's teachings, but it was just like a very tiny like introduction, very small, just touched, and I didn't really go deep into it. But as I went like deeper in healing my body, it came to a point where like circumstances in my life where me and my parents, my family would travel to these religious pilgrimages. Mm-hmm. And we went to this one pilgrimage. It was in the Himalayas. It's like it was called the Amarnath Caves. So it's a Shiva temple, and it was interesting because like when I was preparing for the journey, I knew I had a feeling. I had a feeling I'm going to meet a man. And I had a feeling that I'm gonna, there's something here, and I'm feeling all this love and all. I knew that God's leading me something to somewhere specific. So as I went along the pilgrimage, I discovered that, like, it's a mountain climb. So as I'm like going up the mountain, I kind of got separated from my parents. And it was like abandonment. And it was funny because in my life, if you see, it's been this pattern of like not feeling my myself, the being of me. So when it's always been like living for others or living for my parents. So when I like finally they were not there, it was a very obvious big thing. And I felt that feeling difference of, oh, it's just me now. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just like, oh shit. It was scary, but it was like also like new and like freeing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went along, and apparently like even the porters who accompany you on the like on the thing, they abandoned me, like they left me. And I was like, and they're not supposed to do that. So it's funny because it's like just me and God. Mm-hmm. And it was when I went up, it's like a really like a long climb. And there was this feeling of touching God. So when I reached that and I completed the pilgrimage, and like it was snowing, and I remember that, okay, something has changed like significantly. And everyone like on the journey, I'm packed and I'm covered, and it looks like I'm like wearing 3 layers of clothes, and it looks like I am this 45-year-old woman. And they didn't know that I'm this young 19-year-old thing. So the other men started being drawn to me, around me. And I felt that difference because of healing femininity and like beauty and appearance. I've never known that attraction or like someone loving me or being attracted to me. And that feeling started showing up. So I felt like when the snow like fell on my face, I could feel something changed, like my looks are changing, my appearance is changing. So that like it was like that moment of spiritual awakening I had in that moment. It was in that place is in Kashmir, so it's like a peak of India. It's like an Islamic state. So so I remember like feeling like, oh, this is home. And I came back down, and over the period of time, I did meet somebody there. I didn't meet that man I felt like I was going to meet, but just some random guy. But that guy led me to that feeling of just following the feeling of that, oh, you're going to meet somebody here and somebody here. So when I came back, these guy friends, like a few of my guy friends who were like really close to me, like family, started being attracted to me, and they're like, they want to be with me. Mm-hmm. And I knew like they're not the one, like I'm searching for the only one, like just my twin flame my whole life. So I just like realized that like an interjection, so you know that like I always was on the monk path. Like, so if I'm trying to like be really spiritual and trying to it's either like I'm going to find my twin flame or I'm going to be a monk. I'm just going to be with God. Mm-hmm. So all these guys were not the ones. So I just kept saying no. And finally, like it led me to meeting my false twin flame. And I remember that even this person was like an old acquaintance. And even finding him, it was like a conscious journey. Like I actually took the effort to like search for him on Facebook. He was this kid who had filled my slam book in school and like in this little camp we had. And I just like, I was so like, my whole life I've just been searching for my man. And I felt like these were little, like the thread was always there all along. And it was like, yeah, like God was leading me perfectly with each person. So this is like in 2016, is when I found like the word Twin Flames. So I was actually started dating my false twin flame around like 2015. And throughout that relationship, I felt like this is something different. And this is like, was like intense and like, it's not normal. And it's like, it was funny because I hit my foot against something and I was made to bed rest. And when I was sitting is when I came across the word twin flames. It was like 2016. And it's funny because that's when I started like researching and reading, and I found like these false twin flame teachers, and I started like following like this one lady, and like and it felt like they knew their stuff. It felt so woo-woo, it felt so spiritual, and I just I followed them, and then and at one point as I went deeper, they started revealing themselves of like maybe completely going crazy or being really saying outrageous things. So that's when I knew something doesn't feel so good, something doesn't feel like right. And I stopped like with that person, and then I was just like watching like card readings and the regular usual card readings everyone watches. And then it's just like and it's funny because you feel like you are receiving something real here, and it feels like you're actually making progress, and that it's just the same thing over and over again. It's the same story, and you're not actually doing anything. So I'm just like, oh, that was like a thing I noticed. And and during this time, it was 2016, and I like my college was ending, so things were wrapping up. I was also like completing final exams, stuff like that. And that exactly when I finished college is when I had this, I don't know, attack, you could call it, of neuropathy, which is like it happens from the spine, and like it's like hands and feet, the nerves of hands and feet start pulling, and it like the function stops. Wow. So I actually like had that during that period. And if I look into that point now, I can clearly feel that that's God saying, stop going where you're heading. I was actually really moving towards my false twin flame, and it wasn't healthy, and I didn't recognize that actually at the time. And I'm going deeper, and I think I have these plans ready. I think I have my life's plans known to me. And God's like, no, stop. Like, and that's so I had to like really stop, and I spent a long time like really stop everything and recover. So I started like healing again with my doctor, with Ayurveda. And that was like the main like pause point, where it was just me and my room and my treatment, my bed, my spiritual practice. Like, that's it. So it's funny because like God just brought me back out of like this toxic false twin flame physical relationship I had with him, and like keep me safe and bring me back to him. And so I was doing these practices, my routines of my health stuff in my house, in my room. And it was during the time when I learned about inner work, what's inner work was journaling. And so I started journaling and I was just like feeling my feelings. And I feel it's the kind of requirement it takes to follow an ascension path. That circumstances was created. So it was like the silence, the space, all these just having healthy things, no toxic, nothing that crosses a boundary. Mm-hmm. All these things like were put in place. So I remember like just journaling and not knowing how to resolve it. Like I'm just feeling the feeling, but I'm not like completing a healing. Yep. Exactly. So it's like, and I remember this very specific time where I would see Jeff and Shilia's video pop up here and there, and I'd watch a few, and then like, oh, cool, that's so nice. Like, yeah, that feels good. And then there's a particular point where I felt like, wait, like how they would share practical, grounded, like information about spirituality, and it would feel, for me, especially as an Indian, it feels like almost as if that's not the real thing. It was the opposite experience for me. People were drawn to Jeff and Shilia because they were practical and grounded. For me, it was like that was the thing that was keeping me a bit away. I was like interested, but it was like a little bit like, oh, wait, like, how's this real? How's this spiritual if it's like physical?
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah, and so that would stop me. That would be like, okay, I'm gonna not go too deep into it. And as I recovered, what I am assuming here, that I thought that this person is my twin flame. The reason I was with my force was because I'm thinking he's my twin flame. So as I'm physically recovering, I start hanging out with him again. Like I'm trying to meet up with him or whatever. These kind of like, this was again me going outside my peace. This was again me trying to reach out, trying to do something more than what's good for me. And so at that particular point, I know I was experiencing something really like, something really not good happening with this person. And this person's like acting up and very abusive. And it feels like on the surface they are, they match the qualities, but they don't. And it was always very subtle. It was very like, it was in bouts, like explosive little bouts. It would be like, oh, I'm nice. And then like, boom, like I'm like this scary other side, other person.
So like they were kind of like putting up a mask. Mm. Pretending to be nice, and then every now and then their true self actually kind of came through.
Yeah. And it took me so long to even recognize that that's what's happening. I didn't believe that feeling inside my in my intuition saying, hey, this is something really wrong, like this person's not good. And I didn't know how to listen to that. I didn't know how to listen to like God in me. So, but the good feeling. So I just had the information, like mentally information, that this person is my twin flame and this is Mr. Husband. And now I'm going to stay with this person and have a life with him and everything. And so I just kept going in this direction. And I know these explosive things would happen. That's when I started taking what Jeff and Shilia was saying as seriously. So it started like making sense why the physical is important. Why, like, the actual tangible things you see around you is actually divine, and it's actually something like you consider, you don't like skip over. Mm-hmm. And so that's when there's like a point where I just binged watched all their videos, and I was like, okay, it's time to like join. And then I joined the group, the Facebook group, in 2017, yeah, like July. And I remember like how good I felt. That was my difference. So simple, so straight. And that joy was increasing for me. That was my indication. And like, and I'm feeling more light. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, in generally speaking, Indian spirituality, like people who follow gurus and are serious, like, you know, in various paths, they have this thing where it's like, it's very strict and it's very rigid and it feels really bad, actually. And that's the perception people have, that spiritual life means like struggle and hardship. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to feel bad. Mm-hmm. And here Jeff and Shreya are teaching us to feel good. And I was like, oh my God, like, I'm actually supposed to feel good. Like, so it felt like so relieving. And yeah, I just remember that's when I was like seriously listening to everything they were saying. And I remember like even entering the forum was like, oh, like so much happiness and everyone's so warm and loving. And it's like, I remember crying when I asked my first question and somebody answered, and I was like, oh my God, somebody answered. Yeah. So I feel like I found the teacher, like them. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. You have such an intriguing story. Like, I really, really enjoyed listening to you. And it's such everyone has a one of a kind story. But I really loved the perspective you shared about how it was for you as an Indian person finding the teaching, and how, like, you know, like, I've had Madhu on the podcast so far a couple of episodes back, but we actually didn't get to talk about Indian spirituality, mm-hmm. and the teachings of union. I had questions prepared for that, but then we didn't get to them. So I'm happy that you're sharing some of that, because mm-hmm. it's really fascinating to hear your perspective, because everyone else that I've had has, you know, is from a Western country. And mm-hmm. as you said, like, for us, like, this practicality that Jeff and Shreya bring to spirituality is like the, oh my God, that's so awesome. Yeah. That's what I was looking for. And then to hear from you that for you, actually, that was the thing that kept you, like, made you hesitate in the beginning, because you had, like, you grew up with completely different, like, spiritual beliefs and beliefs about what spirituality is.
Yeah.
That was, just really intriguing to hear that. And I guess, my follow-up question for you with that would be, what was it like for you then, once you found the teachings of union, Jeff and Shreya, to integrate these teachings into the spirituality that you grew up with in India?
Hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. Like, because I'm from a Hindu background, so we just continue with the Hindu way of rituals and like way of living or like praying to God, but because I like, this is for me personally, like, because my path was, my first introduction was through Yogananda's teachings. Mm-hmm. And it's perfect because you asked me this, because this is like the next piece, like on my journey too. my recovery was through the teachings of Yogananda. So like the medical healing. So when I was, that's when I went deeper and went all in into Kriya Yoga, and like that, this is like a different ascension path. And I feel like I didn't know at that time that this is actually different. And that's the like confusing thing I did. And it actually took me a while to actually understand that being a monk is like completely different. Mm. And choosing to be with your twin flame is a completely different path. Mm-hmm. And that I actually don't want to be a monk. I actually do desire like romance and like perfect family and partner. So that I feel like that aspect is kind of not so seriously taken in Hinduism and like in this part for me. Most of them are like monastic and like that's more like your path to God and things like that. But for me, that this was like the most safest feeling to come to, like it took me, I'm just saying it like quickly here right now, but it was a journey I had to take over the years to come to this conclusion that my peace and my like relaxation and to be myself is to be like to follow the path of harmonious union. Mm-hmm. So, and this was like a discovery where that this is an actual ascension path, that it's a serious path, and it's equal to any other spiritual ascension, like Indian spiritual ascension path. So there's a tendency of Indians to just because Jeff and Shilia are from the West, or they use English terms, like even the word mirror exercise, when you say exercise, and if you use that term with like with an Indian guru or an Indian spiritual modality, they try and look down on it. They'll devalue it, or they don't take it so seriously. But that's so far away from the truth. It's like, and I feel like it would help Indians to know this, that it's so holy and it's just as sacred as any other like Indian guru teaching you any other path. And it's really humbling. It's like, I feel like even when you say that India is like leading spiritually or is spiritually advanced, it's also to not like for, it's for us to be humbled by the West, by Jeff and Shilia also, that they do know something about God that we don't. And it's so like humbling, and it feels it's actually the thing that's going to liberate us as Indians. And I feel that's like really precious, what they gift. And even like love, like romantic love or marriage is not that given import, like what's the word, like it's not treated as holy, it's not treated as something of God.
I see.
So it's always been like you're being taken away from God.
Mm-hmm.
Through like husband or children. Yeah.
So would you say that like in India there's generally this belief that anything that's physical takes you away from God?
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Right. Yeah.
That's I love everything that you're sharing, and yeah, what just comes to mind is, you know, how Jeff and Shia have shared on multiple occasions how like India is like has a lot of spiritual knowledge and spiritual advancement. There's just like a culture of having a guru and really having a, as you mentioned, like rigid spiritual practice. And what the West has really worked on is like materiality, physicality. And then when you combine these two, that's like when you have kind of like a superpower of both. And that's like the teaching of union that Jeff and Cher created to like really unite the physical and the spiritual and see it as one.
Yeah, and I like what you said, because it's like, that's how I feel, that unionism is so like inclusive and like so superior in this way that it's that it has everything in it. And yeah, it's actually I feel like that's actually really nice, and it's finally people can relax and finally people can actually have what they desire, even the ones who claim to be monks or want to be monks, but they're in their hearts desire love. This would be so healing for them. It's actually really nice. Yeah,
absolutely. You know, one question that comes to me right now, because this is like a Twin Flames podcast, so people like expect that we're talking about your twin flame journey, which we have done in a way, but we haven't like put the entire focus on, okay, what did your false twin flame do? What, you know, all of that. But we've really, for the last half hour so that we've had, we've talked about what kind of ascension path twin flames, the twin flame journey is. So what I would love to hear, if you could talk about that a bit more, is why it's important to like get clear on what the twin flame journey is, and really look at like, you know, this, look at it from the perspective of being on an ascension path.
Yeah, I feel like when I began the journey or began the teachings, it was somewhere like I still was living a soulmate kind of like relationship with my false twin. So it's like I'm still like a part of me is still attached to the monk path, and I'm still like, and I'm here going all in to the twin flame teachings. Mm-hmm. So it was like, so when I'm diving deep into the twin flame teachings all together, these things that I think that is a relationship started falling apart, and it's like I didn't realize how big deal that is, that you actually have to unlearn the soulmate kind of relationship. Mm-hmm. And that when you accept the twin flame journey, it becomes like it becomes the monk path, but with your lover. So it's like, it's really cool. You can have like both together. And so it's like, yeah, you choose God and you choose yourself, but you get to have all the juicy stuff that you actually really, really desire secretly in your heart. Like all the physical stuff. And I feel like I realized that it's so sacred, like even the physical things. And there's something like the experience I had with my false twin flame was really like toxic, and I feel like with what people learn with soulmate relationships is like, you don't understand the holiness and like the sacred quality of a partner, or the sacred quality of a romantic love. That aspect of God, twin flames bring. And I feel like that's that thing that Jeff and Shilia like gifted us.
I feel like kind of what you, correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like what you're trying to say is that like Jeff and Shelia really help us to see that it's God in your lover.
Yeah.
Something yeah. along the lines.
Yeah, and I feel like that kind of gets skipped over or like not considered mm-hmm. as godly. So that was like a, yeah. Mm-hmm. It brings back so much of health in romantic love. Mm-hmm. I feel like, especially like our generation of people where there's like hookup culture and everyone wants to go around and it's cool and popular and you think that that's like the way to have love. This feels so much more safe. Yeah.
Absolutely. In what way do you feel that you as in coming, living in India, like, in what way do you feel did you have an, I don't want to call it advantage, but I'm just going to use that word for lack of a better one, like advantage to be able to access like the God part and relationship with God part of Jeff and Shreya's teaching when you found them?
Oh, yeah. That's interesting because I feel like that was very easy for me to get, like it was really easy for me to immediately get to that aspect, and because our way of life kind of already is revolving spiritually, like in the country, like your daily life or any small little practice we may do in the house is somehow related to God in some form, that kind of comes easy. I feel like when I was just reflecting on this part, it teaches us how to adapt and embody Jeff and Shreya's teachings and the path to make it a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And that was really helpful. Like it feels like the base is already set. In fact, I feel like I needed to learn that, oh, it's okay to have a romantic partner, and like this side of things I needed to like heal so much around.
I love what you're sharing, because just to add my piece to this at the moment, you know how in the beginning we talked about how in India, like, or like what Indian people, like where their biggest struggle is when it comes to the twin flame journey is like to accept materiality and fatality. And with what you're sharing, it's like you can really see how in the West people have that down, but they struggle with like the having a relationship with God part, and seeing that it's God in your twin flame, it's God in everything that you have in the physical. And that's really beautiful to see how like the two cultures, like the East and the West, actually like complement each other, and bring it back to that beautiful point that you mentioned of like where the East, India, has to like humble itself to receive what the West has, to the peace that the West has. And that obviously also goes the other way around, where the West has to humble itself to receive this peace of relationship with God that India has already down because it's worked on it for like centuries.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like in addition to that is, we already know how what it means to have a guru, or what a guru's relationship means. So, and how personal and serious and intimate that is. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's that plays a really big part in actually having your true twin flame, actually having the life you want, is actually getting to know your guru and living like how your guru lives. So when Jeff and Shelia live their life, I feel like when they bring God in the physical and in like love and like their daily activity, it's so healing. It's so, yeah, it makes the earth holy. Mm-hmm. It makes like, yeah, it feels really good. And it feels like it's the thing that everyone's wanting and waiting for.
I love that, kind of like grounding that like divine love down on earth.
Yeah.
I love talking with you about this. This is such an interesting topic to dive in. You know, this kind of struggle that you mentioned of like moving away from like the monk or nun life to realizing, okay, I do want to have a husband or a wife. I do want to have physical reality and live here on earth. That's something that I feel a lot of spiritual people experience. And obviously, you know, India has it in its own way. But like I've known in the Twin Flames Universe community, I've talked to a lot of people that are working through that as well to really, you know, like really step into this new ascension path that the Twin Flame journey really is, which is a very grounded ascension path where you're not ascending off the earth, but you're actually staying here. So we're kind of turning around a lot of things we've done for who knows how many lives. And from what you shared, it really sounds like you've heard this extensively. So I'm wondering, what would your advice be for people who are healing this?
For me, I feel like it's the realization that you're actually not one, like single person. And when Jeff and Shilia bring in your twin flame, it's like you've always been together. And I feel like that real understanding of the complete understanding of that will actually settle down that struggle of trying to like be the monk, trying to have some other guru. And for me, it was an actual learning that I actually had to give up the path of Yogananda. And I used to think that it's possible to do both. And that was a big thing for me. Even when I was deep in the community and teachings and I'm training to be a coach and everything, during that period also, I still at the back of my mind, I was thinking that, Kriya Yoga is still like who I am. The monk path is still who I am and the feeling of me. But no, as I went deeper in healing, and I just healed, I feel like this is like key. It's just doing a little exercise, like, and just going all in. That was what revealed to me on the inside. And no one could tell that to me. Like, nobody could come to me and say, hey, this is your real guru. Or like, hey, this is your real ascension path. I had to like feel that point inside of me. And I remember like healing through this. And there was a point where Jeff made it clear. He's like, you have to choose one. And that's when it was, oh, that's an actual thing. Like the monk path is an actual thing that leads you to be monk and it leads you to some other place. And being with your twin flame and having heaven on earth and this life leads you to this other place. And they're like, sure, they're both God, but then you like really ask yourself in your heart of hearts, what do you actually want? That peace that came in when I finally let go of the Kriya Yoga, let go of the monk path and just relaxed that, okay, this is my ascension path. And this is like the way, yeah, that settled in. On the monk path, you're really taught that the material and love and marriage are attachments and they bring you down. Mm-hmm. And they're taught like it's almost in a very disdain kind of bad thing. No, don't do that. And almost something that brings down your vibration or like descends you. And here it's like it's so holy that it actually brings you God. That difference would help so many, many monk people to come back where they actually want and feel like the holiness of your twin flame would be known, and they would like know the truth. And I just remember what Shilia said, because she's like, you think that you're transcending beliefs, or you think that you're transcending paths or something, but ultimately you're going to grow beyond that, and you're going to reach the one truth. Mm. And it comes down to that you're created with your twin flame. And it's so like grounded and rooted that it's like, oh, you can relax.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I just had to think like in this context, I remember one shared that even if you choose the monk nun path, at the end of the road, you're still going to be in perfect union, perfectly ascended. And that's when your twin flame joins you. And yeah. What we're doing like on the twin flame journey is taking the journey with our twin flame by our side, but it's still like the destination is the same. It's just a different path to get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So since we have a couple of minutes left and we've talked a lot about, you know, the twin flame ascension path and all of that, which I absolutely loved hearing, you know, your perspective on this. It definitely gave me a lot of food for thought for the rest of my day. But I actually want to take a couple of minutes to ask you about your twin flame journey and where you actually are at in the physical realm of the twin flame journey, so to say. So what you've mentioned that with the teachings of union, you've revealed your false twin flame as a false twin flame and transcended that person. So what's going on your twin flame journey at the moment?
Yeah, I feel like I came to a point where finally, after I kept healing, this person started going further away and like acting out. And it was clear that this person wasn't my true twin flame. And and Jeff and Shilia had invited me to explore a relationship with this other person in the community, and to suggest to explore if this person is my true twin flame, and it does feel like they are my true twin flame. And I feel like this journey for me has been so much about like knowing what the feeling of my peace feels like, and knowing that home feeling that I never needed to go far away. It was right in front of me, and I've known this like it's right at home, this feeling, and like all my good. So it took me a while to like, it's been like 2 years since I was just healing my false twin flame experience. And I'm still like healing around what a healthy relationship is. Mm-hmm. And what it means to not go directly into the most intimate, jump into like parts of a relationship, but just like, how do you be friends? Just basic relationship things. And yeah, I feel like I'm in that place. And also that for so long I listened to everyone else telling me who I am, that this was an actual learning of to trust my feelings, to trust what my soul feels like. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that feels like that's been so settling in. It's like I'm finally able to relax and be peaceful in this place. And like the journey can be like at a perfect pace, and that I don't need to rush and just, yeah.
I love that. What, like when you revealed your false twin flame, did that coincide in any way with you like committing, going all in with the twin flame ascension path?
Oh yeah. And this is like mandatory where it's like, it's, it was that it was when I decided to volunteer, like go completely into volunteering for the Church of Union. And I was volunteering there. And I, the moment I decided to seriously coach with my ascension coach, that's when my truth and flame showed up. Wow. So we were like, that's like an essential to revealing the truth of who you are. I feel like, yeah, like having TFAS and NPC and finally even deciding to be a coach, that this is what my life is about and this is why I'm here, and to bring twin flames together, like going all in here brought my true twin flame also. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing. The very last question I have for you is, if you could go back to the very beginning of your journey and give that version of yourself a message, what would you let her know?
Yeah, I'd say that she'll find him and he was right here at home. And it was, and that she never needs to ever leave her peace. She never needed to exhaust herself or cross boundaries with herself to receive her good. That she can have what she actually desires in her heart with peace.
That is so powerful. I love that. Amen. We have come to the end of our time today, unfortunately. I could probably go on talking with you about all of this for another hour, but yeah, we only have 1 hour. And I can say that it was really a pleasure listening to you and talking to you about these topics of the, you know, what ascension paths we choose and what the difference is, and the East and West, and what we're healing there, like the gap and how to bring these together. So that was really, really beautiful. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It was, I'm so grateful. Thank you. It's very humbling to share this.
Yeah, my pleasure. And for all of our listeners, I invite all of you to head over to twinflamesuniverse.com, where you can find all of the different products and classes that really help you to get into your harmonious twin flame union and live your life purpose. We also have a free introduction course at twinflamesuniverse.com, which I can really highly recommend. It's absolutely beautiful and really sets you up for the twin flame journey and what it is and how it works. So you can sign up for that for free on the website. And thank you everyone for listening today. And we will be back next week with a new episode. Have a wonderful rest of your day.